Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Ann Harrell, who's an account executive with ProPex. Ann, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. We used to work together a long time ago at Synthetic Industries. One of the reasons I want to talk to you, this is the 4th of July week. The week used to tell us a lot of intel around what brands were doing well and what type of carpet was selling. Most people know you can't make carpet without backing. Before we get into that, why don't you just refresh our listeners' memory on ProPex?
ProPex is, of course, in the backing business. We have several divisions, Furnishing Solutions being one. We also have Innovative Composites and our Infrastructure Solutions divisions.
But from a carpet backing perspective, you're one of the major players.
Correct. In fact, our Polyback name brand actually turned 50 this month, so we're rather proud of that.
Okay, and a little bit more on that. Polyback is a synthetic woven backing made out of polypropylene. And before Polyback, most of the carpet industry used a natural product that was made out of jute, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Let's talk about what this 4th of July holiday is telling us. Tell us what you're seeing out there as far as the who's working, who's not. And I know you don't want to get into specific company names, but you can perhaps generalize by the type of business they're in.
Okay, be glad to do that. It is still a very telling month for us since we do deal with so many of the different mills. If you compare year over year, mills with a residential focus last year, a lot of them ran full out. They might have taken a couple of days off, but a lot of them ran very strong last year. This year we're seeing more people with a residential focus actually take some downtime during the 4th. So I think that is telling. Commercial is running strong. Particularly some of the boutique mills are running very strong, but we do see commercial as having a pretty good year so far this year.
So what you're telling me is what we're hearing so far this year, 14 is not quite doing as well as 13, right?
Correct. First quarter was slow. I think everyone thought that that was weather related, but May and June have not picked up like we had hoped they would.
You can even dig even further than that. Do you see any trends from a specific product type standpoint? Because some of these mills, they have upper-end mills that make upper-end product. They have, you know, blow-and-go mills that make multifamily type products. Generally, you can tell by which mill what's selling.
I would say it's the multifamily type products that are particularly slow right now.
Are you seeing more business on those manufacturing facilities that make the upper-end product?
Yes. They seem to be doing pretty well this year. Still slow the first of the year, but seem to be picking up better.
All right. So give us a little bit of an update with ProPex. I know that you have a plant in southern Georgia that's called your Hazelhurst plant, and you guys have been spending some money down there with an expansion. Talk about that, if you would.
Correct. We have our Isis product, which is a woven RPET for modular carpets, and we started making that in 2011, started making it in Gronau, Germany, and we're now expanding and adding a line to our Hazelhurst facility, so we'll have two sources for that fabric, and we've sold millions and millions of square yards of Isis. It's been a very stable product, and so now, since we have all the experience behind us, we're expanding the line, and we will end up with a portfolio of products to give people different options for specific needs for modular carpet.
All right, so you threw out a three-letter acronym a minute ago. What does that stand for?
Recycled polyester.
Okay. So you're expanding that. It, when you first introduced it, there were just a couple of SKUs on it, and now there's more products in the line?
That's correct. We'll have some products that have a RPET cap, and that is for tile is getting lower and lower in weight. So that will help with those type products. And then we'll have some products that address other issues as well.
Now, I know you don't want to get into specific companies that are using this product, but talk a little bit about the type of companies that are using Isis.
So we have some large companies using Isis, and then we have some smaller boutique type companies using Isis as well. It fills a need in a lot of places versus non-woven. So the product's growing really well, and we're really excited about it.
And the mills that are using it, are they using it on modular carpet or broadloom carpet?
Modular carpet, although it is used some in broadloom when a mill wants to have a gray good and be able to pull and make a broadloom or a tile. It is used some in that area of broadloom.
Okay. As ProPex looks to the rest of 14, do you think you're going to see a pickup in business, or do you think it's going to continue to go as it's going today?
We do not think it is going to be as strong as 2013. We are seeing some signs of it picking up, but it'll take a really strong end of the year to pick up from where we've lost first quarter.
Yeah. Okay, Ann. Well, it's great to talk to you. Again, been talking to Ann Harrell, who has a window into the business based on her perspective as a component supplier. She's an account executive with ProPex, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLady.net.